Report, Time Warner Center under evacuation after another suspicious package found. By Joshua Kaplan on October 25, 2018. Update, the NYPD has given an all clear after New York City's Time Warner Center in Columbus Circle was evacuated for the second day in a row after two suspicious packages were discovered. Breitbart News original report is below. The Time Warner Center in Columbus Circle is under evacuation Thursday evening after the law enforcement was alerted to suspicious packages found on the premises, according to several emerging reports. According to the NYPD, officers partly evacuated the building as a precaution after two unattended packages were found. Photos from the scene have begun circulating on social media. The event comes one day after CNN, a Time Warner Center tenant, was evacuated due to the discovery of a suspected crude pipe bomb addressed to former CIA chief John Brennan. Investigators are searching coast to coast Thursday for the culprit and motives behind the bizarre mail bomb plot aimed prominent Democrat Party members and others. Three more devices were linked to the plot, two addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden and one to actor Robert De Niro, bringing the total to 10 in an outbreak of politically loaded menace with little if any precedent. Authorities warn there might well be more. Law enforcement officials say that the devices, containing timers and batteries, were not rigged like booby-trapped package bombs that would explode upon opening. But they were still uncertain whether the devices were poorly designed or never intended to cause physical harm. A search of a postal database suggested at least some may have been mailed from Florida, one official said. Investigators are homing in on a postal facility in Opa-locka, Florida, where they believe some of the packages originated, another official said. New details about the devices came as the four-day mail bomb scare spread nationwide, drawing investigators from dozens of federal, state, and local agencies in the effort to identify one or more perpetrators. The targets have also included former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Representative Maxine Waters, DCA. At a press conference Thursday, officials in New York would not discuss possible motives or details on how the packages found their way into the U.S. postal system. Nor would they say why none of the packages had detonated, but they stressed they were still treating them as live devices. "As far as a hoax device, we're not treating it that way," said Police Commissioner James O'Neill. The Associated Press contributed to this report.